I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Well, upon the earrings that you gave me.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Christopher Titus, host of the new TV game show, Pawnography. Mr. Titus is an actor and stand-up comedian and is best known for the critically acclaimed 1990s TV series, Titus. Over the next segment, Christopher Titus will talk about working with the cast of Pawn Stars who were featured on this new game show, which airs Thursdays at 10 p.m. on the History Channel. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to pawn it or sell it, feel free to haggle with us as we negotiate our way out of the past so we can make a final offer in the present. Christopher, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
I'm so glad to be here. Where are we going?
Oh, we're going past, present, and future.
Yes.
Now, tell us about Pawnography and what makes this game so unique.
I think that what really makes it unique is Rick Harrison. Rick Harrison is a guy who's had to basically learn everything he knows and all the history he knows because he's buying these artifacts. So when we did the game show, you know, they compete for stuff from the pawn shop, and we had the contestants were like educated people, some PhDs and stuff, and it was wild to watch Rick, who didn't go to college, basically tear up these PhDs by knowing more about the world history than they did. It was pretty cool. And it's also, we ripped on them, too. We weren't nice to anybody. If you came in and you were talking smack about what a PhD you were and what doctorate you had, and then Rick beat you, we kicked you off the show very unceremoniously. Like, hey, get the hell out of here. Go take every seat and get your money back from your college because you suck. It was funny. It's kind of a game show where you're hanging out with four of your jerk buddies, and you know, it was great. And Rick, at the end, the final round, Rick has to do basically whatever the contestants have won. Rick tries to buy it back from them, has to negotiate with them, and it's really cool. And then we reveal who runs. So then on top of that, you'll know, oh my God, Rick paid that guy $8,000, and Rick got more questions than he did. So Rick could have paid him nothing. Like, we kicked a couple of people off the show with absolutely zero. And you don't get a can of turtle wax either. You don't get it.
No parting gifts.
No consolation prize on Pawnography.
Now, how competitive is Rick? Is he the kind of guy who just doesn't like to lose?
Yeah, and he'll know. Like, we went to dinner with him. I was in Vegas working last week, and we went to dinner with him, and I started talking about something I knew, and you see him amp up, and he knew more about it than I did, and he wanted to make sure that I knew that. So he was like, "Hey, I'm like, all right, shut up, game show host. Like, here's the reality." But he's a great guy. I'm really, all of them, Corey, Chumley, and Rick, real down to earth people. Really, it's like guys from my neighborhood. I really like hanging out with them.
So how tough is it for Rick to give up his stuff? How attached is he to his collectibles?
We're taking stuff out of his back room. We're taking the stuff that he's put aside. And we actually, there was a medal from the 1970 World Cup that we took. And he was mad. We revealed it. He was angry. He was like, whoa. He goes, why did you do that? I go, well, they told me to go pick what I wanted. And we found out that this medal was Pele's last game.
Wow.
There's 4 ounces of gold in it, and they only made 17 of them. It's not like a Super Bowl ring where they make 50 of them.
Right.
So, and the guy that Rick was playing against was his teacher, who's a great guy, and he won. And here's what a good guy Rick is. Although he's mad he lost the medal, he went to the guy and he said, "Listen, after we got done filming, he goes that thing is worth way more than the TV company said it was."
Right.
He goes, "You need to call Sotheby's. And if you're going to sell it for your kids," because they had like five kids, I think even Mormon, whatever, he's a lot of kids. And so he helped the guy out so the guy could make sure he got his money out of it. So yeah, on the other side of him, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, he was more mad at me for getting the stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that on Pawn Stars. He's incredibly honest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. To almost, almost, can I say, hatefully honest at one point? Like, man. You're being brutal. It's great when someone walks in and goes, "You know, this is my grandmother's, and I've got a kid who needs an operation, And Rick goes, yeah, but I don't care about that. It's worth $40.
Oh, gosh.
Rick has no problem with that.
Now, do you collect anything, or have you in the past?
Yeah, Hot Wheels. I was a big Hot Wheel guy for a long time, and then I collected real cars, and that was just stupid. A cocaine habit would have been cheaper. And now I still have some hot rods and stuff, and the Hot Wheel thing has kind of gone away. I think that what I'm starting to collect now is, because I'm directing my first film in October, I'm collecting some movie memorabilia and stuff and old films and watching a lot of stuff. But I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, why do you think people collect things? What do you think is the emotional component involved?
I don't know. You know, I'm always looking for the new thing. I'm not that guy. I always want the next thing. But the comic book thing, I never quite understood the comic book thing. This guy, this is when the Green Lantern took on Batman, and I can never understand it. Do you collect anything?
Yeah.
What do you collect?
I collect TV memorabilia, specifically TV press photos going back to the 50s.
Oh, that's really cool. You got any cool ones? What's your favorite one?
Probably anything ABC, because in the mid-60s, ABC had a lot of science fiction, horror, and fantasy shows. So they had Batman, and they had Green Hornet, and they had The Time Tunnel and Land of the Giants, all that stuff.
Green Hornet. Bruce Lee was in the Green Hornet. That's how badass that show was.
Right. Well, speaking of Kato, maybe he's not Kato, but you have Chumley on the show.
I would say he's definitely our Kato.
Well, is he as zen as he appears on Pawn Stars on this show?
He really is, man, and he's an odd genius. We were we did an episode where one of the prizes was this 1/10 scale steam train, and it was a perfect steam train built exactly like it was 1/10 scale. And Chumley goes at one point, he turns to Rick and he goes, Rick, where do you put the steam in? and me, Corey, and Rick just kind of looked at him like, it was almost like he didn't want to break his heart. You put it in there, Chum. And the great thing about these guys is they know who they are. That's what I like about them a lot. And Corey, you know, Corey's been ripping on me every show. Corey would get on and just rip on me. So I had to rip on him. I'm a comedian, so I ripped on him back.
Right.
So what he does is he sends out on Instagram, hey, I need some jokes about Christopher Titus.
Oh, man.
He had 250,000 Instagram pages sending him jokes about me. So about the next episode, he comes on and he goes, this is the joke he used. It killed me. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, that's not really Christopher Titus. Macaulay Culkin just looks like crap.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, I lost it. I laughed so hard. They had to stop because I was laughing so hard. It was great. So I'm really having a blast on the show.
So has Chumley ever offered you any sage advice while you were working on the set?
Chumley, what do you say to me one day? We were starting a show, and he said to me, he just looks at me and goes, how does it feel to be in your mid-50s and be doing a game show? And, you know, he's making fun of me. I'm older than him. And I said, that doesn't feel that bad. How does it feel to look like you're in your mid-50s and be on a game show? So him and I go at it all the time. Rick is, you know what's weird about these guys is that Chumley and Corey will heckle the contestants while they're answering questions.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a fun game show. It's very different. There's not a whole lot of decorum in it.
And you're also touring with your comedy show. Tell us about that.
Angry Pursuit of Happiness, my new special. We're going to be filming it in September. We're doing theaters now. It's the best thing I've ever written. I do a bit in it called Arm the Children, which is basically, I'd written this kind of sappy anti-gun bit, and I hated it. I finished writing it, and I was like, God, this is not what I want to do. And I remember thinking, what would George Carlin do? And I wrote this bit where I solve all the entire country's problems by arming the children.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's an ironic anti-gun bit, but I was like, you know, how crazy does the anti-gun want to get? Let's do it. Let's arm the children. Let's go then. If you guys want to get crazy, let's get crazy.
And also, where can people find out more about yourself and pornography online?
If you go to ChristopherTitus.com, you can find all my specials, myself, and if you go to history.com, you can find out about pornography. And we air on a Thursday night at 10 p.m. I'm excited about it. I'm excited. Well, you know, the Pawn Stars has 4 million viewers a week.
Exactly.
It's pretty crazy. So I'm hoping it goes well.
Well, Christopher, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Definitely. And you're all right, letting nice things go.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.